Our guest is a civil engineer. He's quite polite too, and a project manager. Matt Trapp is the executive manager for water, wastewater and waste at Lithgow City Council. Matt, g'day.
How you going?
What's been your engineering highlight for 2025, aside from the new baby?
I didn't do a huge amount of engineering on that. Some of the highlights, I think, is the way the teams work together to look backwards, to look forwards. We're trying to look at the ways we can deliver the service in a much better and more efficient way. So putting in some new infrastructure and being able to deliver that for the community, cut out some assets we don't need and put in new ones that'll do the same job, a lesser cost or a better process.
What's on your work card now?
We're looking to build one new pump station. Yeah. That should cut out three pump stations, so making it a little bit more efficient, getting rid of some old assets that haven't been working very well but still delivering along the way. But yeah, hopefully we'll get some new tech and new infrastructure that's going to really help the system.
What are those benefits?
Cut down on running costs, cut down on the equipment that we have to have, maintain, continue to work with, as well as opening it up for a bit more development, allowing new development through that sort of South Bowenfels area and allowing that to take off a little bit more.
What else are you focusing on? I know that you're having a look at relining of mains, for example, and you've got smoke testing going on.
So the relining of the sewer mains, keep the sewers all running nice and clear and clean for the residents. Try and identify where there's some cracking or leaks where stormwater's entering the system and remove that as well.
Tell me about the smoke testing. Is that something that residents might get concerned about if they see smoke wafting up through the back laneways?
Yeah, certainly. It can look like a bit of smoke coming from a house or something like that, but it's nothing to be concerned about. It's a non-toxic smoke that's produced. It's only made from a little bit of baby oil through a pretty large sort of compressor. Mm. And push through the sewer and, yeah, just finds its way through a vent. But, yeah, nothing to be worried about.
Do you have new assets in the pipeline that you're developing?
Yep, so we've got a couple of new assets that we're looking at really relating to our sewer system, trying to add some assets into our sewer treatment plant to be able to do treatment better, trying to have a better system down there.
What does that mean for the downstream system?
Downstream will protect all the infrastructure downstream, get better results of our effluent. The water that we treat comes out of better quality and potentially protects a lot of our equipment down there and extending the life of it.
What sorts of considerations do you have regarding, say, automation or data capture?
Our decision making is largely backed off data. So to be able to capture as much of that as possible allows for better decision making. So that's what we're trying to focus on, is being able to capture as much as we possibly can so that we can make better and more informed decisions on how we spend community money. So looking at different projects and programs to be able to test the water at different spots, have that automated and in real-time data, be able to make changes on the fly and automate the systems to put in a bit of machine learning and that sort of thing, really to change the way our process works and make it as adaptable as possible.
What's happening, Matt, with water resourcing and security? It was spoken a fair bit about by some of the candidates in the lead up to the Clare election.
There's a lot happening in the Central West with water, and Lithgow's certainly at the front of that queue, I think. We're trying to look at our water sources for now and into the future, trying to find the best solution for making sure we've got a secure supply. We've had a couple of years of quite wet weather, but it's not going to be forever. So we have to plan for the next drought, plan for the future droughts and what we're going to be, not just 10 years or 20 years, but into the next 50 or more years on how we're going to have water and source it and deliver it to customers.
How are we positioned now if there was to be an ongoing drought?
Probably not too badly without going into a huge amount of detail. Our community is pretty resilient, so we don't have too many issues with our water supplies in a sort of drought scenario. We're able to cater to it, but anything more than what we currently have is really going to stretch the system and put a lot of pressure on it.
At the other end of catastrophes, we've got bushfires. What's our water pressure like here?
Water pressure is good. Yeah, being in a hilly area, our reservoirs are perched up on the hills. So, yeah, water pressure is pretty right in all the areas, yeah.
Okay, it'll drive those two Frank's fire halo system nicely. Matt Trapp, thanks for your time. You can learn more about what's being built and where at council.lithgow.com.